you need to follow. If you are working in health industry or health business, hospital or a clinic or something like that, you are following HIPAA law and so on and so forth. So what I'm trying to say is that the first approach to the implementation of information security, it's to understand which standard or which compliance or regulation you are following as a business. And if you get an interview in like a hospital, for instance, as an information security officer or whatever the title is, you need to know about the HIPAA law, what is needed to be implemented to follow the regulation, because it's not an option. And if you do not comply with the regulation, there is some legal consequences for that. If you get hired or you have an interview in a bank as an information security specialist, you need to know what rules, what law and regulation and compliance they are following. So implementation of information security, it's not an option. And this is why there is a lot of like needs for professional information security right now to implement and to comply with the law. Otherwise, there will be a lot of consequences, legal consequences for that. So implementing information security, it's not an option, and it should align with the business. It should not be holding the business down. And this is also quite important. Some people think about security is that you go somewhere and you just block everything. You do not allow USB on your computer. You do not allow people to connect to the internet. You do not allow people to download anything. You do not allow people to go to like different places inside the company. And, you know, they think this is security. But it's not. You need to balance between the efficiency of the business and between the security. Besides, as we just spoke, that information security is should be aligning with the business strategy and objective and law and regulation as well. So for instance, if you are working in a hospital and you fail to implement the requirement for a specific framework, it may end up with a big fine on this organization and maybe some jail times for the CEO or for the senior management. So you need to align with that. You need to implement the information security to secure the customer information. And most important, secure all kinds of information, not just the customer information, but all the business information. And most important, to comply with the law as well. So keep that in your mind, that business should align, security, information security should align with the business strategy, and it should follow the law and regulation and standard. Risk need to be mitigated, which we're going to cover very well in this domain. Resource management, you need to measure the performance by evaluating and monitoring and reporting information security governance. So it's not just implementing, but you need to know how effective is it. And this will involve things like incident management and log management, and we will cover those topics. But as an overview about the importance of information security implementation and how important is it to follow the compliance regulation and even certificate like ISO 27000. In the previous lecture, we spoke about the importance of information security implementation. And we clarified that this is a requirement, sometimes legal requirement or compliance requirement or standard requirement. But after all, it's requirement. Now I would like to focus about two different terminology that you should expect a question about them inside the exam, because it's quite important. Due diligence and due care. What do we mean by that? Instead of reading the definition, let me give you a small example and let me know what you think about it. Assume that you get hired in a bank as an information security officer, in a sense that you will be the one who are responsible for securing the information of this bank, customer information, transaction information, and so on. And assume that this bank has been compromised, has been hacked, and some financial information like credit card, customer credit card information has been stolen. Now, whose responsibility is that? Is it your responsibility? Definitely it's yours, because you were hired to secure those information, right? So it's your responsibility, and it's not just like a regular responsibility, it's a legal responsibility. So what will happen in this case if the bank gets hacked and some information gets stolen or lost? Most probably you will be taken to the court. Now, when you go to the court, they will ask you two different questions. The first question will be, are you aware of those vulnerability and those weakness in your system? You were aware that there is a lot of weakness inside your system, technical and physical and so on. Okay, so if your answer was yes, I was aware because I used to do a risk assessment. I used to do vulnerability assessment, penetration testing. So I used to check the weakness in our system, and I was aware that there was weakness that may lead to compromisation. This is called due diligence. That you did your research, you were aware about your setting, your infrastructure, your equipment, your software, and what is their weakness. The second question from the court will be, what did you do to secure those weaknesses? Did you follow the standard? Did you request some additional resources? Did you update the software? And so on and so forth. So this is called due care, that you were following the standard, the best practice, the compliance to mitigate those risks, to fix those vulnerability. This is called due care. So what if you answer, yes, I requested some equipment, I requested some resources to the management because I knew that those vulnerability was risky, but management said we don't have the budget this year. Now, whose responsibility it became right now? It became management responsibility. So the point here, the due diligence and due care concept, that when you get hired somewhere, you need first to be aware of the weakness and vulnerabilities that they have. And we can do that usually by checking the, or doing a vulnerability assessment, doing a risk assessment, which you're going to do in this domain, doing a penetration testing, following the standards. There is some standards that we're going to talk about in a few lectures that you can follow just to be sure of the awareness. And I'm sorry, to be sure of the weakness and vulnerability. But this is not enough. You need also to take action to secure them. This is called the due care. And liability here means who's responsible for securing the business information and securing the business assets. Because the role and responsibility should be quite important. If you have a policy and procedures in your organization, and you, all your employees are aware of that, and they break this policy, it becomes their legal responsibility. But if you don't have a policy and procedures, and some employee did something wrong, he do not hold any responsibility. It's your responsibility that you didn't have the policy and procedures. And even if you have and the employee is not aware of, it's useless. That's why we need to do awareness for people, telling them this is according to the company policy. It's not right, or it's not should not be done. And after that, they can take responsibility from their action. And a small example for the liability part. Assume that you have a password policy, and we're going to talk about the policy and the major policy in your company, saying that policy should not be shared. If you have password, you have a password policy, and the password policy is saying that password should not be shared. So each employee knows that if he have a password to his account, he should not share it with his colleague. Okay, and maybe this makes sense, but realistically, what I saw in many companies that sometimes someone take a day off, so he will give a policy to his colleague so he can follow up with tasks, daily tasks that he needs to do. Okay. If there is a policy saying that, and you find out that one of the employees gave a password to his colleague, and for some reason the password get lost, or someone logged in with this password and did something wrong, okay, he will take responsibility for that because he knew.